You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by Warp Zone Video Games and Beyond. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Wah, wah, wah,
Radio,
wah, wah, wah.
The Final Frontier.
Wah, wah, wah.
These are the voyages
wah, wah,
of the Nerd
wah,
Overload.
Wah.
Our five-year mission to bring you the popping culture news, boldly going where no nerds have gone before. I'm Josh.
I'm Samantha.
I'm Cody.
And I'm Sam. Hey, everybody. Thank you all for tuning in this week. We have a great show for you. Bunch of news, but first let's get into some things we've been checking out.
It's the 50th anniversary of Star Trek.
Yeah, that's why we did that.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that a little bit later on.
That comes later. Mm-hmm. First is the check 'em outs.
Sure.
Samantha and I went and saw Don't Breathe, that new...
Oh, the horror movie with the blind dude.
Yeah, it wasn't a horror, it's kind of more of a thriller.
Kind of like a suspense movie, maybe?
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it was very suspenseful, it was very Woo. Intense.
It looks really good.
It was.
That's Stephen Lang, right? The old guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's these kids...
Poor Detroit kids.
Yeah, break into this guy's house because he's supposed to have a bunch of settlement money hidden inside.
Okay.
Because his daughter got hit by a car driven by
matter.
A rich kid. I'm giving too much of the
yeah,
plot
that's
away
enough.
Already. But I mean, it's really intense. They're running around trying to avoid
because he's like a hermit. He doesn't leave his house, so they have mm-hmm. to do it with him in the house.
Mm. Right, and he's like blind, right?
Oh,
or something
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
Blind and just intensely.
And he's an ex-soldier too.
Yeah.
Okay.
He lost his eyesight. War, I guess.
In the war.
in Iraq, which I thought the timeline doesn't really matter. Like, how is he an old guy?
Could have been 91.
Yeah.
Or he could be a general. He could have been, like, a general or something.
Yeah, true. But nobody in this movie is, like, morally, like, good. There's no, like, good person. They're
okay.
all kind of...
Crappy,
yeah.
That's a fresh spin
yeah.
on that kind of movie, so...
I mean, they are going in there to rob the man.
Yeah,
the
rob,
old man.
Rob an old veteran, but...
An old blind veteran, yeah, yeah. Okay.
But, there's a little bit of a twist that maybe he's not such a great guy either. Oh, I don't want to spoil what that is.
Okay.
Because that's a major reveal in the movie.
Okay, all right. Well, it sounds really good. I've been wanting to see it, so...
Yeah, I mean, it's super
and it's
edgy.
It's shot really, really well.
Yeah, the cinematography is really good. There's a lot of these, like, long,
yeah.
sweeping
like when
shots.
When they first mm-hmm. go in the house trying to figure out the layout, they kind of do sweeping shots, so you can get kind of, like, a layout in your head.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. That's really cool.
It's definitely not your typical dumb throwaway horror movie.
Okay.
That's good because like this time of year is when all that crap comes out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This is a good one though.
Yeah, it's not gory at all. Or...
Oh, that's good. That means I can watch.
Yeah. I mean, there's some blood spray and blood when appropriate, but
that doesn't affect me.
It's not like a
there's
torture
no
porn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the unnecessary gore that really bothers me.
The Saw movies.
Saw. Hostel.
Yeah.
Ugh. Hate those. I hate the movies.
Yeah. The violence is used appropriately and not for shock value.
That's good.
There's a couple jump scares, but I felt like they were all earned.
Oh, like they really like sucked you in for it?
No, they just made sense.
Okay.
With the
one, though. The dog.
Yeah. There was a couple with a dog. The old guy's got a dog in his house.
Obviously,
was like,
he's blind.
This big Rottweiler.
Is the dog also a blind war veteran?
Probably.
No, he can see.
It's, okay.
It's right. funny because when you like dogs, it's hard to look like at a dog in a movie and be like, oh, that's a mean dog. It's like, oh, look at that cute
yeah,
little puppy.
It didn't look scary to me. It looked like a cute puppy.
Oh, it's a pupper's boy.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad. I'm sure some people are afraid of dogs, but we're not.
Yeah.
It's just like,
man, there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about,
but you can't without spoiling
it.
Okay, well,
yeah,
we should probably avoid it then.
Literally ruin it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys liked it.
Yeah, it was really good. I would recommend it if you're into that kind of suspenseful.
But like, it's like constant because like they're trying not to be seen by mm-hmm. the guy or
well, not seen,
but
yeah.
heard.
That'd actually be pretty easy to not be seen by the guy.
Yeah. But there's like there's a couple scenes like guy. Because it comes running down the hallway and the guy's just like standing there and it's like, ugh.
Well, there's the part where they're in the basement and he shuts the lights off so they all can't see.
Oh, yeah.
That shot kind of like a black white kind of camera.
Like, yeah, like a night vision
kind of, not really. Oh, okay. It's just kind of gray.
Okay.
And
okay.
You see them feeling around in the dark, and
there's a and where so she he's... almost like, because she doesn't, she can't see in front of him. Right. So, like, she almost touches him, and it's like, it's like, no, stop.
There's one shot where he's grabbing the kid, and you see his face, like, glowing in the background in the night vision, and his creepy eyes, and it was looked terrifying.
Oh, man. Yeah, I really want to check this one out. This, yeah,
really good. You're really selling it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I'm glad, because it is good. People should see it.
Cool.
I went in not knowing anything about it. I was expecting ghost spooks or something, but but it very much is a, it's no supernatural elements or anything. Oh,
so yeah, it's not spoopy. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Really tense.
Yeah. to really like 180 it, I started playing Banjo-Kazooie the other day.
Oh yeah. All right.
If you would have asked me what I thought of Banjo-Kazooie like 5 years ago, I would have told you I hated it.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad, it's a great game. I was not into like the 3D platformer collectathon game.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, yeah, it's definitely a collectathon.
Yeah, it's very much like you gotta collect so much garbage. But there's a place for that. And
sure.
It is rewarding feeling to get all the stuff at a level, and it's a good game. It holds up.
Sure, and that's on the same level as Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah, it's better than Donkey Kong 64.
Well, yeah,
there's some design choices in that boggle the mind.
Yeah.
I think the only reason I played it was the fact that it was a Donkey Kong Country game, and that's my jam.
Yeah,
my jungle jam.
Donkey Kong Country is like my childhood right there.
Oh, I know, right?
Like those barrels that have mini games in them, and almost all the mini games are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And like you have to surmount a challenge to get to the barrel to get the opportunity to play this garbage mini game, and then maybe you get a banana.
Yeah, exactly.
It's awful.
It was not good.
Oh man.
But Banjo doesn't have any of that. There's a lot of just finding the puzzle pieces. I love how when you find the puzzle piece or whatever, it doesn't kick you back out of the level like Mario 64
oh,
does.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's frustrating, too.
You can just one go in, get everything in one trip.
That's good.
Yeah. Good guy rare.
Now, did you play that like in preparation for
Ukulele?
Ukulele? Because that's got about a year out, isn't it?
Maybe a little less. I don't remember.
Okay.
I didn't back it, even though I wish I would have.
Yeah.
Because I played that demo.
Mm-hmm.
Of it that just kind of shows you the controls and the moves and stuff, and it is just so solid. It feels excellent. Like, the play control is spot on with that kind of game that they unfortunately don't really make anymore, and I don't know why that is. There's actually an indie game that I played just the other day that's a 3D platformer like that called Poi.
Okay.
And it's pretty cool. It's the same kind of concept where you're just going in and trying to find a MacGuffin in each 3D level, and it very much channels that same thing. And that's worth checking out if 3D platformers were your jam back in the day.
Okay. Yeah, that does sound actually pretty cool. So
what was that one?
Steam.
Oh, okay.
It was in the Humble Monthly bundle.
Oh, okay.
Like a month ago. That's the one where you pay them every month and they give you a random assortment of games.
Right. Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. It's worth
getting. It's kind of like a digital subscription box.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool.
Every one I've gotten has good stuff in it. This month's had the wrestling 2K16
oh, nice.
In it, which nice. I'm kind of excited to download that and play with it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Probably ridiculous.
Make some silly wrestle boys. Yeah.
Wrestle Dracula is probably what I'll make.
Do your own Monster Factory.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
The Pebble.
Monster Factory is so good.
It's a good series.
YouTube video series that Polygon does where they play. We've talked about it.
We've talked about that. We've talked a lot about the McElroy family of products on this show. But
oh my god, you're like, you're channeling your inner Griffin.
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't put any of these amiibos in my mouth.
Or went to the VR zone.
I haven't gone to the VR zone. No. Can we talk about their video series Carboys for a second?
Sure,
that's
we can
really,
talk about Carboys. Yeah,
I love how janky that drive beam dot whatever.
Yeah, Carboys is a series where Griffin McElroy and Nick Robinson of Polygon play this game called BeamNG Drive.
Yeah.
I guess it's just a game where you just screw around with cars.
Yeah, and it's...
yeah, it looked kind of like Gary's Mod, but with cars.
And the
yeah.
cars fall apart on, like... They just crumble at the slightest touch of anything.
Yeah, and, like, at the cellular level, like, mm-hmm. every little bit of the car breaks.
Yeah. So they've been horsing around with it for, like, 7 or 8 videos now. And they're, like, 10, 15-minute long videos.
Jeez.
But this last one, they've been messing with a crash test dummy that seems to break the game
yeah.
in many interesting, weird ways.
Oh, yeah, I did see part of that one.
Yeah.
Busto.
Yeah. yeah. But no, it's just really funny, really dumb stuff. You know, they're getting ready to film the Mabim Bam show
for CISO here pretty soon.
So I'm excited for that. I don't know what exactly kind of show that's going to be.
Yeah, they haven't really said what their show is.
It would be kind of neat if it was like their podcast where they're answering questions, but then they have dramatic reenactments of some of the things they're talking about. That would actually kind of mix that with the drunk history kind of thing.
Yes.
Kind of situation. I think that might actually like work.
I mean, I love Drunk History. Yeah. I'm so behind on that.
Yeah, that's a great... I've watched all of them they had on Hulu, I think.
Yeah, same here.
It's a great show.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Sometimes those people, man, they get a little too much.
I think it would be a better show if that Derek Waters?
Yeah.
If he wasn't on it.
Well, but then again, he's the guy that created it.
Yeah,
so he kind of has to be there.
I mean, he is like, yeah, but like he doesn't add anything to it.
He doesn't.
And, like, I don't know. I don't want to trash the guy because it's a great show.
It's really good show, and he's competent. And the guy himself is competent enough in it because he acts like in bit parts and all of the things.
Yeah.
I love the reenactments with the voiceover, whoever's telling the story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How they mouth the...
That's great. Man. Yeah, if you haven't watched Drunk History, you should really get on that.
There's a couple great ones with Cameron Esposito. She's really good at mm-hmm. it. Speaking of which, her show, her and her wife's show, that Take My Wife on CISO, that is excellent. It is very funny.
I keep hearing it, and, well, I need to sign up for CISO first.
I would say it's worth it just for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Harmon Quest, too. Yeah.
This is starting to sound like an ad for CISO, but it's not. But it's like a couple bucks, right? Something like that.
Like five or something.
Five.
It's not Netflix.
That's cheaper than most subscription things, so okay. Swear, we're not shilling for CISO.
Yeah, unless they want us to,
yeah.
Or want to give us a show.
Yeah, that would be pretty great. Yeah.
All right, so I've done a couple things. I checked out...
I've done some things.
Do I need to call the cops?
Yeah.
I've seen some things.
Are you making some sort of confession right now?
Well, when you stare in the void long enough, the void starts staring back. But no, I checked out... The Transformers Combiner Wars animated series.
Oh, nice. Okay. That's the new one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all real short episodes.
All right.
5-6 minutes, depending.
Mm-hmm.
It's all... I feel like I'm missing out a little bit because the way Hasbro is doing it, it's kind of a cross-medium kind of thing with the comics in this series.
Okay.
And I think maybe the new video game that Platinum did... kind of connects to it, maybe.
That game looked really good.
Yeah, it did look really, really good.
Yeah, I really wanted to play it, and it made me really sad that the Turtles game got such bad reviews.
I heard a lot of that was the multiplayer aspect of it was the problem. But anyway.
But it's interesting. It's set kind of in the G1 universe.
Okay.
Or timeline, whatever you want to call it.
That's a good start, because the original Transformers are the best Transformers.
Oh, exactly. Except Megatron the Tank. In this,
that's weird.
That's fine.
In the new,
they don't want him to be
in the Combiner Wars toy line. The G1 style Megatron is a big gray tank. I mean,
that's fine.
It makes sense for the character.
Yeah,
that's fine because again, you don't want he can't really be a Luger anymore.
Yeah, he can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. He wasn't a Luger, he was a Walther.
A Walther, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah.
He can't be a gun.
Yeah, I know guns.
Yeah, anyway, he can't be a toy gun.
Right.
So anyway, I mean, a tank is, it makes sense.
It's a car gun.
Yeah, it's a car gun.
A tank is just a car with a gun on it. So, I mean.
So it's okay. Anyway, yeah.
But like, the storyline takes place like way after the end of the Autobot Decepticon War.
Okay.
I guess there's like a very tenuous peace treaty between them. And I guess Optimus and Megatron...
They're both empty. Optimus and Megatron.
Yes, Optimus and Megatron have been in exile. and haven't been the leaders of their respective factions for a very long time.
Okay.
There's like a council now on Cybertron of three people. Starscream, Rodimus, and I'm not sure who the other Transformer's name, but she's like a female Transformer. She's like...
the girl.
Well, no, it's a whole race thing. Like, she's a separate race from the other Transformers.
Okay, is it RC or Windshear? Because those are the two female Transformers.
It's not Windshear, because Windshear was killed in the series.
Okay.
Does
she turn into a motorcycle?
No. I haven't seen her transform. She has like this weird cloak and a staff thing.
Okay, she must be a new character then.
Yeah, yeah. She's from the same race whatever Windblade is, or okay, whatever they're calling them.
She's the Transformers version of the Sorceress from He-Man.
Looks kind of like it.
I was going to say Amazons, the Transformazons. Yeah.
Transformazons. Carazons.
Well, they come from a different planet. They don't come from Cybertron.
Yeah, they come from Venus.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Lady Tron.
Oh God. Anyway... because they actually make a comment about they try to use something, and she says, our physiology is different. I can't use it for something. Anyway, it's an artifact. Okay, it's this artifact.
There's a joke there.
Yeah, I know. It's an artifact called, like, the Enigma of Combination, and it's the secret of what makes combiners.
Okay.
Like Devastator, Computron, you know, stuff like that.
It's so stupid that the Lady Transformers have to be a completely separate race. That's really dumb.
I don't think all Lady Transformers are a separate race. Because, like, RC and them were Transformers on Cybertron, too. They were Transformers.
You mean just RC? Because in the original G1 Transformers, she was the only...
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, she was.
There was Alita 1 in her squad.
Was there?
Yeah. Alita 1 was, like, Optimus Prime's, like, girlfriend.
See, I'm talking about, like, original... I guess you're right there. I'm talking about the toys. RC was the only... because she was a pink motorcycle.
Yeah.
It was the only girl Transformer toy.
I'm Optimus Prime, and this is my girlfriend.
All right, anyway. Keep going.
It's interesting. It's kind of violent. It's kind of got some vibes of, like, the 86 movie.
Okay.
Does
anyone have the touch and or the power?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Nailed it.
All right.
Good job. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Anyway, I don't know. It's interesting, and it's basically the combiner Transformers have decided they are going to kind of start a war against other Transformers.
Okay.
And it's kind of interesting.
That's like, cool. I'm into it because the combiners were always the best Transformers, I thought.
Well, some of them.
No, I mean, as a toy, I thought they were the best.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're basically
that new Devastator so bad.
Same here.
It's so bad how bad I want it. But it's basically what they're doing is they kind of created this loose story for an excuse to bring out all these new expensive Transformers.
It very much sounds like a story a kid would come up with while playing with Transformers, mm-hmm, which I guess is appropriate.
Yeah, I see the good guys and the bad guys and these other Transformers from the off-brand models. Yeah. They all get together, but the combiners, because they're the best ones, they don't want to be with everybody else because they're the best.
But then they join together to beat the GoBots.
And then they just start smacking the toys together. Yeah. And they're fighting. Clang, clang, clang.
Oh, I broke one.
Yeah.
Oh, mom's going to kill me.
Oh, Dip, I got this for Christmas.
Did you say aw, Dip?
I said aw, Dip. Oh, yeah.
Dip, I got this for Christmas. Mom's going to kill me.
It's kind of jarring, though, because, like, some of the voices in it, I can tell, are, like, different YouTubers.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Like, the Optimus Prime...
Sounds an awful lot like Ego Raptor.
No.
John Tronimus Prime?
No, it's the Honest Trailers voice guy.
Oh, it is? Oh, actually, that's
a good one.
Well, he has. He's done a Transformers series on YouTube, like on his own channel.
Okay.
And he does, like, Transformers toy reviews, too, as Optimus Prime.
He has the voice, yeah, so that's fine.
It's not, it's a little weird because it's not, you know, I go into expecting, you know, Peter Cullen.
Yeah.
But it's all right. I mean, the writing is pretty sound on who they are, but they're definitely playing off the fact that Optimus and Megatron are just are old war veterans.
Okay.
And they just kind of like, they don't, like, Megatron could care less.
Mm-hmm.
He could care less. He just wants to be
he just wants to live his life.
But that's kind of what he says, actually. He kind of makes a point where he's like, he's made peace with his, and Prime keeps trying to get into the thick of it.
Okay. Is Alan Oppenheimer still doing Megatron?
No.
Okay.
No, it's somebody
else. It's PewDiePie.
God, shut up. Not enough screaming for that.
No, that's Starscream. Actually, that wouldn't be a bad fit, now that I'm thinking about it.
But no, they've got like 5 or 6 episodes on that, what's that app called? Go 90 or whatever. That's what it's,
sure.
It's what it's streaming on.
Okay.
But no, it's pretty good. I recommend checking it out. Animation's not bad.
Yep. Is it 3D or 2D?
3D.
Okay. I'll take it.
Yeah. The other thing I did, I went camping for literally the first time ever.
Nice.
Last weekend.
Congratulations.
And the reason it's a nerdy thing is because it was a weekend long LARP event.
Nice. Even better. Okay. So how did it go?
Hot.
It went hot. It ran hot.
It was very, very hot. And, I got really, really drunk a lot.
Yeah. Well,
it's what you do.
It's LARP. So
yeah.
You're in the woods in a tent. What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
Get eaten by insects.
Whoa. Gee, buddy, Christmas. Wowzer.
Those are some mosquito bites.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I was dumb and did not take the nature factor into things.
Yeah.
Get some deep. Now you got Zika. Way to go.
Yeah.
Well, that or West Nile. I don't know.
Yeah. But you got a strain of, you've got West Zika.
Where I was born and raised. But no, it was a lot of fun.
In the hospitals where you're going to spend the last of your days.
Stop, you're going to give me a complex. But yeah, it's 120 something people showed up.
Oh, that actually sounds like pretty
good. That's a big turnout.
Not knowing anything about LARPing, that sounds like a lot of people.
Oh yeah, it was. I mean, yeah. So many tents.
I bet.
It was intense.
There's the joke.
Yep. But it was a really good time. I actually kind of refereed and NPC'd a lot. I didn't really do too many player games.
Okay.
Which
probably too drunk.
No. Well, the first few days, the only actual battle games going on were at night.
Okay.
And I can't see in the dark.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So
you haven't
I was
put
like,
enough spell points into the low light vision.
You're almost there.
Yeah,
you're
am I close?
There.
Am
you're
I close?
Close. You're,
okay,
you're close.
I'll count it. That's all right.
Actually, Matt was talking about making headlamps with red covers on them so they don't mess up our night vision.
Nice.
We need some cat's eye potion.
That's the slow clap. I invented it in this dimension.
All right.
But anyway, no, I had a lot of fun. It helped me kind of grow as a player, I guess.
Yeah. And as a person.
there was no growing as a person on that one.
If anything, probably regressing a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. But no, we did a lot of really interesting things, like with glow sticks and on props and things around.
Cool.
I mean, it was really neat. The whole theme of the weekend was the Brothers Grimm stories. And that was how we kind of did our ongoing.
Oh, you mean that sweet movie with...
Terry Gilliam movie?
Nope.
With the Joker
and
Ben Affleck's friend?
Nope.
Stop right there.
That movie is bad and you should feel bad.
I didn't think it was that bad.
That was all right. Yeah.
No, the actual storylines. But
it's a movie.
Yeah. But no, different people were playing different characters, like in an encounter base along through the through
or
these
was
woods.
It based on the Sacha Baron Cohen movie, The Brothers Grimsby?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's bad.
Is it really bad?
That's a bad movie.
Yeah. Okay.
It's where there's two brothers and one's a secret agent and the other one's a like Ollie G style doofus.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's Sacha Baron Cohen and Mark Strong.
Oh, okay.
So... Yeah.
Strong Bad's other brother.
That's it.
They don't talk much. Yeah. He was exiled from Strong Badia.
Yeah.
Every time he sees a tire, he gets a little sad.
Speaking of which, that was their 20th anniversary was this last week.
20 years?
20 years.
Yeah.
Good night.
Well, not since the website, but since they made the book.
The children's book that originally started... Yeah,
oh.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
Homestar Runner was originally envisioned as a straight-up children's book called The Strongest Man in the World Contest.
Huh.
Yeah, and they then went back to it years later and then made
really?
A website.
Yeah, I didn't realize
but
that.
But yeah, 20 years.
Hmm.
Yeah, they had a huge concert down in Atlanta, Georgia.
Which would have been awesome to go to.
If the tickets didn't sell out immediately, I was going to make the trek. I would have figured it out. But no, I guess it was really good. They had a bunch of, they had limousine and they had puppets.
Oh, I hope somebody recorded the whole thing.
They put up a couple of them It's yeah.
That sounds amazing.
It's really cool. It was really cool. Oh, it man. Seemed like, and I hope they do something like that.
Yeah,
they, in the
more maybe more locally.
Yeah, they should really take it on tour. I think. I mean, it sold out. If yeah. they took it on tour, they'd probably sell out every show.
They would make enough money for them to justify making more Homestar Runner cartoons.
Yeah,
they could call it the Taking It to the Limit tour. Yeah, I like yeah. it. Oh man, but anyway.
Play all their hot summer jams.
Oh no, man.
Yeah.
That makes me really want to go back and start rewatching those again.
Oh, totally.
They're still good.
They're good.
Oh, I know.
They hold up.
I know, it's kind of weird how I started, like, you know, high school is.
Yeah.
Unlike most internet video, flash cartoon videos, Homestar holds up. The other, everything else doesn't.
It doesn't, but yeah, Homestar works.
Yeah. Ask your parents about it.
Yeah, let me do my check it out real quick. I watched a bunch of Power Rangers. That's it. The end. Anyway, let's go ahead and take our break. And,
No, you're not getting out of this.
Because we're at time.
You have a minute.
I have a minute to talk about Power Rangers. I have a minute to talk about Power Rangers. Well, it's pretty great. There's five people on a team, and they fight monsters. Sometimes they get big and have robots. It's pretty great. Have I hit my minute yet? Yes, I have. Okay. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a break, and when we get back, we're going to get into some news.
Yeah.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by Warp Zone, video games, and beyond. Warp Zone is the place for all your gaming needs, like modern, vintage, and import video games, as well as gaming collectibles. Warp Zone, video games, and beyond is located at 4496 Cemetery Road in Hilliard, 614-219-1997, and Warp Zone on Facebook.
Welcome back to the show. That was Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by William Shatner.
Clearly the best version of that song.
Absolutely, the absolute best.
I apologize.
I don't. No, we played that because this past Thursday was the 50th anniversary of Star Trek, which was pretty cool, which is actually when we're recording this. So we're recording it on the day.
Yeah.
On Star Trek Day.
Yeah, we are all pretty big Star Trek fans in this room, right?
Oh, yeah.
Safe to say?
Yep.
That's the one where Darth Vader steals the TARDIS, right?
That is the one. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one. And then Buck Rogers comes through and
Right.
Yeah. Fights Ming the Merciless. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah.
There's Tribbles. Ewoks.
Tribble Ewoks, yeah. Yeah.
Tribwalks.
Nice.
That sounds terrifying.
That sounds like some crazy new dance fad.
The Tribwalk.
The Tribwalk. Anyway, favorite Star Trek. Which season? I'm an OG guy myself. I'm original.
Yeah, I like OG too.
Yeah, if I absolutely had to choose, it'd probably be that.
Next gen.
Your next gener?
Well, yeah. My it was something me and my mom always did together.
Ah, okay.
So kind of I have like a soft spot for it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with liking next gen. No. They're both the OG and next gen are completely viable and excellent television shows.
They all are, with the exception of Enterprise.
Great actors. Terrible writing.
Yes, I'll agree to that.
And that doesn't work in Star Trek. You can't have
you
terrible
have to have
writing.
Good writing. It's, yeah.
I mean, there've been plenty of Star Trek with terrible acting.
Yeah. Well, what was the one Deep Space Nine? That was the one that was set on the space station,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes. And I like DS9. Like, I used to really not like it, but the more I've kind of thought about it and gone back, there's a lot of character development in DS9.
Well, that's the one where you had to keep up with the Cardassians, right?
Oh, wah, wah.
Good joke.
I thought that was a good joke,
good
guys.
That was a good joke.
I hope someone at home is laughing at that right now. If you are, email us. Let us know.
You know, it had its quirks.
Oh, no. Whoopi Goldberg.
Ah, Guinan was great, though. There was, for what it was the weirdest thing, there was one year at the Ohio State Fair, everywhere I looked, there was Whoopi Goldberg stuff. And I actually bought the Guinan action figure to commemorate the day. It was the weirdest thing. We kept going through.
I remember that.
Yeah. It just kept going through those different little pagodas or whatever. And there was Whoopi Goldberg everywhere. Weird.
She wasn't there, was she?
No, she wasn't there. It was just merchandise. It was like a Theodore Rex poster
and the action figure for
Guinan. And like, yeah.
There was more than one Guinan action figure.
Oh, there were
multiple
Guinans. Yeah. Yeah.
They're weird disc hats. I say the costume designs in Next Gen, like, they just look uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, all that, like, there's a lot of, like, sparkly stretch fabric, like, on so many people. And it's, It's like, oh, you know, it's alien space fabric. No, it just looks uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, a lot of the stuff in, like, the OG was like, how short can we get this miniskirt?
True. True.
Like, the one episode with,
Mud?
Yes.
Mud's Women.
Mud's Women. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. With his ladies.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Okay, for the people who are fans of the original, which one did you like better, Yeoman Rand or Nurse Chapel? Because they were like the two cast members of the part of the main cast that were like just on the outside, just on the periphery of like the main cast. They're like the, if you think of the first like ones that get forgotten,
yeah,
it's those two. So who wins?
That is the kind of the weird thing, because like when you look at like Yeoman Brand, she's like there so much, and there were a couple of stories that were central to her character.
Well, she was set up to be Kirk's ultimate love interest.
Yeah.
In the first season.
Yeah, kind of like her, like, you know, her, his money penny.
Yeah.
Kind of in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you think of the original cast, you never think of her.
It's right.
Always Uhura and Chekhov and. And even then, yeah. Chekhov's not even,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, he wasn't in it until season
not even,
two.
Yeah, he's, yeah, not even an original character.
Yeah.
And the fact that, like, when you watch, like, when you go back to watch, like, the beginning of original Star Trek and not knowing where they're going at all,
mm-hmm.
like, freaking, like, George Takei, like, being the same character, but his character has, like, 100 different jobs on the ship.
Yeah, just
at one point he's part
everywhere.
Of the science crew, and then he's, like, in the mm-hmm. the
he was still
the
finding himself.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, before he becomes, you know, the helmsman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I mean... I think one of my favorite episodes, I don't know, going back to the original question, probably Yeoman Brand.
Yeoman Rand had that awesome basket weave hair. So.
She did. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
I do think Chapel had a little more character development in the later seasons.
This is true.
Yeah. I think of the two, I think she was given more to do,
mm-hmm.
but that's also
instead
because...
Instead of being Kirk's secretary.
That's also because she was Gene Roddenberry's wife. That was Margell Barrett.
Yeah.
So.
And then later, the voice of the computers.
Yes.
Yep. In the other Star Treks.
And even the reboot movies. And the first reboot movie, she was the voice of the computer.
Is she? Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, they there's like one or two.
That's right.
That was
like right
lines
before
or whatever.
She passed away, wasn't it?
Right before.
That's yeah. right.
But, yeah.
Okay. Favorite episode of the original series?
Oh, boy.
Oh, there's two very good ones.
Well, it would be a cop-out to say Space Seed because that it gave us Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
Although Space Seed wasn't a very good episode.
No.
It was pretty boring.
The City on the Edge of Tomorrow.
That was a really good
That's
one.
A really good
yeah.
one.
Mirror Mirror was always really good.
Yeah.
I love all the Mirrorverse episodes.
Yeah.
Like anytime they bring in that kind of mm-hmm. that arc or that universe, it's interesting.
Yeah. There was we were talking before we were recording about the one where Kirk was split into two.
Yes.
Like hyper violent Kirk and super docile Kirk.
Yep.
That was a good one.
The transporter malfunction episode.
I do like the one with the salt vampire, the first episode, like the,
oh,
not
yeah.
like the real first episode, but the first episode of the series.
Yeah, with Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not the one with Captain Pike.
Yeah.
We'd be remiss not to mention Trouble with Tribbles.
Trouble with Tribbles, yeah. Yeah.
One I really like is the one with the one guy he gets when the one crewman gets, Kirk's like best friend gets the superpowers.
Yes, yes, that's a really good one.
It's a really early episode too.
I forget what the character's name was, but they were teasing that was what Benedict Cumberbatch was going
yes,
to be.
That was one of the theories
in the second Star Trek, which I think would have been a better plot for a movie
this
instead of
true.
Just redoing Wrath
and
of
would
Khan.
Have been, it would have been a nice callback.
Yeah.
It would have been a great callback actually.
It really would have. But no, I think there was one that I really liked where they were marooned on a planet and it was an omnipotent space alien who believed he was Achilles or Ares or something like that.
Right. Yeah. I remember that one.
That was a really good one. Then wasn't there one where Abraham Lincoln broke out of the holodeck or something like that?
I don't think the original series had a holodeck.
That's right. That was the next Jenner. That's right. I guess I'm thinking of the Futurama episode. It was
right.
Abe Lincoln with an axe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an episode with the gas being that traps him on the planet, like that's just like that Futurama episode with
yeah.
That's a great Futurama episode.
It
too,
is a
where
really
they get
good
the
one.
Almost entire original cast.
Only Scotty, only yeah. James Newton didn't
come
back.
Which is why they had Welshie.
They killed off Welshie immediately.
Yeah. Or let's see, there was the one episode where
robot duplicate. I like the one with the robot duplicates.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
That is a pretty good one.
The one where they find that distress signal and it's two like advanced races that may or may not have created humanity.
Yeah.
And they want to build robot duplicates to put their brains into.
Something like, yep.
Yeah, that's a real, I just watched that one not too long ago. Mm-hmm. That's a really good one.
It's a really good one.
The one where they go to that planet where it was ravaged by a disease and war, and mm-hmm. the disease kills anybody who is over a certain age, or they either die or they become a monster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It has that.
Okay, let's flip it. Okay. Hokiest episode. The dumbest ones. Because a lot of times the good ones are the dumb ones.
Yeah.
Of like the original series?
Yeah.
I
always go back to Gangster Planet.
Oh yeah.
That's
Gangster Planet's
one.
pretty yeah. great.
Or Nazi Planet.
There was Nazi Planet. You're right.
It was a Gangster Planet just because somebody from left a book.
Left a gangster book and the inhabitants of the planet emulated it.
Yeah.
And when they left, one of them left their tricorder or something. So they were going to go back eventually and see where they were at. That was a pretty hokey one. There was one, I think it was the first episode of season 3 where that was the, it's like the tribes people who had like the antennas implanted.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They were getting all of their information from like an ancient computer. That one was pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Honestly, Mirror Mirror is pretty hokey.
Mirror Mirror is pretty hokey, but it has some fun moments.
Yeah,
and it added so much to like the later seasons.
It's hokey and great at the same time.
Yeah.
It definitely divides the thing. The one with the psychic little kid.
Oh, the psychic baby, the space baby.
No.
Because you know one. Who that is, right? It's Clint Howard. It's baby Clint Howard.
No, the one with the teenage kid. He's like in love with
Yeah,
Yoel Brandt.
That one just sucks.
Yeah.
That one's not very good.
And like he kind of sees Kirk as like a father character, mm-hmm. and he doesn't like it when Kirk yelled at him for something. And
right.
So he starts making people disappear.
Yeah, that's
the one. Every time he uses
one.
His power, he makes this really stupid face, and then the more I thought about it, it's kind of the faces that like Hayden Christensen made for his angry Anakin.
Yeah, that is one.
It's like that
sure.
Twilight Zone with the kid with
sending him to
powers.
The cornfield.
Yeah, sends people to the cornfield.
Yeah,
I love Star Trek. I don't understand like the whole war between like Star Trek and Star Wars.
They're completely different.
They're totally
exactly.
different.
They're totally completely different thematically.
You could love more than one sci-fi series.
Let people enjoy the thing that they want to enjoy.
Exactly. Yeah. I love them. I love them equally.
Yeah,
I love Trek and I love Star Wars.
I love like the future Apple Store aesthetic of Star Trek, where everything is like clean and
yeah.
very angular and white.
But then I like also
Federation ships. Anyway,
but then I also
yeah.
love the lived in universe of Star Wars.
Exactly like that too. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, come on, like Han could have totally been a hoarder.
Yeah, I think the aliens in Star Trek were a little more outlandish.
Yeah,
they're a little more creative.
They're better.
Where Star Trek, a lot of times, it's just a human with some crab glued to their forehead.
Yeah.
Some of it, yeah.
But except for the Gorn.
Well, there's the Gorn.
But Star Trek is a TV show and Star Wars is a movie.
True. Yeah, it's hard to compare the two. Yeah.
I don't know. I really love a lot of the Star Trek movies.
The movies were good.
Wrath of Khan is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, I'll agree, it's one of the best movies of
Wrath
all time.
Wrath of Khan, Voyage Home, as stupid as saving the whales, traveling back to 1986 to save the whales.
It is definitely a fish out of water kind of thing.
It is, yes. Nice joke. Nice joke.
And the fact that when you think of like, oh yeah.
yeah.
How many celebrities have been on Star Trek in one form or another?
Sure, yeah.
I mean,
everyone loves it.
Oh, it's nuts.
Yeah.
You think of like, it's like, oh, well, this person was on Star Trek. It's like, what? Like, Christopher Lloyd was a Klingon.
In one of the movies.
In one of the
yeah.
movies.
I'm thinking Frank Gorshin in the original Star Trek series, where they were the aliens where one half was white and one half was
yes.
black. And they hated the ones where the colors were inverted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it was actually a really good
no,
episode.
No. I thought it was, there was a race of black, a race of white, and there was one dude who was half.
No. They were half and halves. But one side, the left was black and the white, and the right was white, and then the other race, the colors were flopped.
Yeah, but there was like a dude in the middle.
No, there wasn't.
No,
there really wasn't.
It has been a long time since I really watched it.
I wish they would have did more for the 50th anniversary. They really don't have
yeah,
crap.
It's like a hashtag and like a thing, Facebook thing.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Like, where's a TV special.
Yeah. Where's Discovery? Yeah. They should have released Discovery, or at least a trailer for it or something today.
Yeah.
The most I
have really seen of the 50th was the rebranding of a bunch of Blu-rays.
Sure.
That's lame.
Whatever. Yeah, it is lame. I mean, I will admit it is lame.
Speaking of the Blu-rays, what do you guys think of them, the reduxes of the original?
Oh, where they put in the digital stuff?
They digitally enhanced the effects and stuff.
I actually haven't seen the original, so I don't know.
Okay, so I own the originals.
They're really hokey.
But
it's part of the charm.
I think that is a lot of the charm of the original series. I watched some of the updated ones, and yeah, they look nice, and yeah, it fits a little better with, like...
The later stuff,
sure. Yeah. But, I don't know. I kind of like the dumb effects. Yeah,
they didn't do a bad job. It's not...
Yeah, it's not, like, hokey to the point of ridicule. It's just kind of... They were making stuff on a budget, doing the best they could.
But the remasters aren't bad either. It's not really in your face, like...
True.
No, yeah, it's not like they, like, redid all the battle scenes, like the new Star Trek movies.
It's not like the Star Wars remasters.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, that's very, very, very those true.
They don't have just droids punching each other for no reason in Mos Eisley or whatever.
Yeah. Those were the dark times.
Bantha walks in front of the camera for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the dark times. Yeah.
But anyway, Star Trek, 50th anniversary, super, super great. It's awesome.
I feel bad I don't own more Star Trek, like memorabilia.
Yeah, you know, I own... Every time I... It's the weirdest thing. I love Star Trek, but every time I go think about, you know, I should buy a Star Trek thing, there's a wave of like, oh, man, really? Really? Do you really want to do this?
You're going to be that guy?
Yeah.
The Star Trek guy?
I mean, I have one shirt, and it's really dumb. It's Spock doing the thing with both his hands, and it's this...
Oh.
You best check yourself before you wreck yourself.
That's a good shirt.
I do love that shirt.
No, I own one shirt, and it's a uniform. Yeah, a Starfleet uniform.
I have a Starfleet uniform.
Did you
uniform.
See what Matt said about that picture?
Yeah, yeah. I have that. There is a Enterprise precariously hanging from a lamp here
above all of us.
Yeah, and I have a couple of action figures, but honestly, I keep dancing around the Enterprise pizza cutter. I'm thinking,
I know, right?
And every time I go, this looks so cool. No, what, am I gonna go all in? Is this the line that I'm going to cross?
I almost got the Enterprise chopstick set.
Nice.
It has like the nacelle or the warp nacelles or the chopsticks, mm-hmm. and then you open the saucer and you can pour sauce in it for dipping.
Nice, nice.
I used to have a Bird of Prey model that I put together when I was a kid.
Oh, right on.
I don't know whatever happened to it. But it actually looked really, really good for my crappy paint job I did on it.
I wish Lego would have got the Star Trek license instead of
Mega
Blocks or whatever.
Yeah, because those Mega Blocks ones aren't very good.
No.
Mega Blocks aren't very good.
No, they're not. They're garbage.
Yeah.
If there was a Lego Enterprise, I would be all over that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would too.
Spare no expense.
Yep.
we should maybe move into some news.
Yeah, let's get into some other news. I mean,
Go watch some Star Trek. Netflix and Hulu have all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
They have, like, all the things.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's definitely worth checking out. For sure. Let's get into some tech news. We don't do tech news very often, although it's in our intro every week. iPhone or Apple had their big press conference here the other day, right?
Yeah. They
announced the iPhone 7.
To no one's real surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. The big thing is it doesn't have a headphone jack.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird.
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah, I mean,
I kind of understand going all in on Bluetooth because everybody loves Bluetooth. But jeez,
it makes your battery drain really quick.
Yeah,
and
you gotta charge the earbuds too. They need power.
Yeah. You mean the AirPods?
The AirBuds.
It's a great movie.
A lot of puppers.
Yeah, kind of a lackluster amount of spinoffs from it, like the Snow Buddies and Haunted Buddies and
Space,
whatever.
Spooky Buddies.
Space Buddies.
The superhero one.
Super Buddies. Yeah, I just, but Air Bud, classic. Anyway, yeah, it's weird. I saw some articles online saying that equating the iPhone dropping the headphone jack was like the PC dropping the floppy disk drive. And I don't think that is an apt analogy.
No, because you can still get floppy disk drives.
Well, but they stopped putting them in PCs, and they kind of moved away from the technology. The thing, the difference is the floppy disk had something. It was on its way out. It was a bad format to begin with because it didn't have a whole lot of memory.
There was no reason for it anymore.
There was no reason for it anymore. The headphone jack, on the other hand, has been around for like 60 years, and it is an industry standard.
And it still works.
And it still works, and there's nothing wrong with it. So I don't understand why they felt... Well, they wanted to make more room for more like processing or battery or whatever.
You know, cut the cords.
Yeah, and that's dumb. But
it's not the same. It's not the same as the floppy drive.
Yeah, and it's not like you can't use plug-in headphones with the iPhone 7. You have to buy it an adapter,
which is dumb.
Yeah, well, just like when they changed the lightning cable from being 30-pin to that little.
I like the lightning cable.
Yeah,
I mean, I like the lightning cable too, but it was a big deal. You had to buy an adapter to use your own cord, it's kind of a pain in the butt.
Yeah, yeah, and these. AirPods, I like the design. I like the idea of having no wires whatsoever because they're two separate pieces for each ear.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. The price point is not great.
Apple product.
They're like $160 bucks.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're insanely expensive. You have to keep the case because that's the only way to charge them. You have to plug them into the case and then plug the case into the wall. Charge them.
That's dumb.
That's kind of like my Bluetooth earpiece thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have Bluetooth headphones too, but at least they have a cord that you can plug. And because they're separate and they're tiny, one of them's going to get lost.
Yeah, you're going to lose one.
And then you have to kind of convince yourself for the next 4 months that, no, it's okay, I don't need the right side.
Yeah, I can listen to everything through the left channel, that's fine.
Yeah.
No, the left channel is always the worst.
It's a...
Hope you lose the left channel.
Yeah, but it's just, I like the idea behind it, and I'm looking forward to the $20 Chinese...
The aftermarket?
Gray market, aftermarket version of them, because for 20 bucks, I could lose a headphone for 20 bucks. Yeah. That's...
Yeah, not for...
That's fine.
Not for a utility bill.
Yeah, and a lot of it, I think a lot of the price is because they have guts from the Beats by Dre, which are stupid expensive anyway.
Garbage. They cost $15 for them to make at the most.
Yeah.
The only reason they're that expensive is the name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The branding.
Yeah. Well, along with the Apple iPhone 7 and everything, Nintendo actually got on stage during the Apple thing.
Shigeru Miyamoto and fan favorite Bill Trinan.
Yeah, everyone's favorite.
Bill.
But no, they got up during the press conference and announced a new iOS game.
With Mario.
With Mario this time.
Which is exciting.
This is the first time that he's been in a non-Nintendo platform, right?
A non-Nintendo platform by Nintendo. It's not like Mario teaches typing. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But no, it's really interesting. It's an endless runner game.
It's actually not endless.
Oh, it's not endless.
Yeah, it's got set design courses.
Okay, even better.
They're like levels.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like running through all the original levels, but you don't have to press forward to go. It just goes.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's not procedurally generated, which I don't think would work with Mario.
No.
Mario has very... heavily designed courses, and I'm really excited for it.
Too.
I think it looks really good. New Super Mario Brothers 2 on 3DS had like these bonus stages that were constantly running Mario, and they were really interesting and different and challenging.
Interesting.
Also, the fact that the game is going to have a set price, so there's no microtransactions.
There is microtransactions.
Oh, I read there wasn't.
No, there is.
Yeah, it's gonna. Yeah.
I mean, you have to buy it, but there'll be. Optional microtransactions.
So, like, different costumes.
Probably characters.
Yeah.
I could see them adding Luigi in eventually or
something
like that.
Like, little boosts or something. I don't think it'll be game-breaking or
no,
anything.
No.
For a premium game, most of that stuff is typically cosmetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... But it's exciting. It's really exciting.
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot of nuance on your jump, on your tapping for different heights and stuff. It looks like a really solid runner.
Yeah, it just looks like
Mario
a game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of without the, grabbing of shell mechanic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks exactly like the new Super Mario Brothers games. The graphics are the same.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come out till December, though, unfortunately.
Lame. That's okay. Well, it's all right.
I need it now.
I can use that time to totally get uninvested in Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Which there was news about that, too.
Yeah.
the little Pokemon Go Plus accessory that seems kind of pointless.
Yeah, it seems incredibly pointless.
Yeah.
Because you have to have the app open on your phone for the accessory to work.
Which it just catches Pokemon when you tap the button, right?
But only Pokemon that you've already caught before. Oh. If it's a new one that you've never seen, you have to open you have to use the phone to do it.
See, that's not worth $30.
It's not.
It really isn't.
Not at all.
But it's coming out next week.
Yeah. There's also, they're doing Apple Watch.
Apple Watch support for Pokemon Go.
And that's cool. That's pretty much going to kill anyone who would have originally spent $30 on a little dongle probably already has the Apple Watch. You know?
True.
At this point, anyway.
I guess the dongle maybe is for kids.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
I guess.
They're also adding that buddy Pokemon feature that seems pretty cool. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, where as
it
long
follows
as
you're, you.
Yeah, and as long as you're walking, it generates candy.
Yes.
And that's cool because...
Yeah, that's a good mechanic that, you know, give you a reason to play it again. Because getting candy is kind of a pain in the butt.
It's a grind.
It is.
Yeah, it's a better way to do that grind.
Yeah, it's like, hey, here's this Ponyta I just caught. Good luck ever seeing a Rapidash because you're never going to see another flaming pony ever again, ever.
It's like the thing was like, it's 400 candies to get a Gyarados.
Yeah.
I'm really burnt out on Pokemon Go right now.
Too.
I really don't care. But if they updated it, if they would update it a lot, mm-hmm. then it would bring me back. Because I think it's a great concept. It's a really interesting game.
It's almost there. It's almost to that point. And I think once they roll out the Pokestop like search kind of thing full on.
And when they get trading and battling.
Yeah, that's going to help too.
Especially trading. I can't believe they don't have it yet. I mean,
same here. But we'll see.
We're getting there because they got the servers under control now.
Yep. Now they can actually start working on stuff.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I haven't played Pokemon Go in so long.
Yeah. We have time for one more super quick one.
That Doctor Who spinoff called Class that's coming to BBC. It'll probably be on BBC America. It's written by that young adult author Patrick Ness, I think. They're getting Peter Capaldi is going to guest star in the first episode.
Okay, cool. Now, what is... I'm so out of the loop on Doctor Who. One of the characters worked at a school.
Well, Clara worked at a school. Clara.
Yeah, but she's not going to be on the show.
Okay. Because she's, you know, somewhere.
Well, spoilers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
She's out exploring time and space
on
her own.
Okay, but is this the school that she taught at?
Yes.
Was also the original school... from the original Doctor Who.
Yeah, the right. Cole Hill School.
Okay.
You have to cut that out, because I know your mom hasn't watched this last couple of
She knows.
Does she?
She knows.
Okay. Sorry. Don't spoil it for your mother.
Our number one listener.
Yeah.
I mean...
But it centers around the kids in the school and aliens and weird stuff going on.
Okay.
Which is kind of like, there were a few episodes during the Capaldi arcs that were set at the school.
Right, I remember there was an episode where he was the janitor there, or pretended to be the janitor there, or something like that.
He was hunting some
aliens. Just makes me think of Charlie on Always Sunny when he was the janitor at the school.
Oh, God. He's a juggler.
Yeah, he takes an interest in that juggalo kid.
God.
All right. Well,
I hope it's good because some Doctor Who spinoffs are not very good. Like the best I think we got was Torchwood.
Torchwood was good,
and even then, Torchwood Miracle Day was not very good.
Well, and it's just been so long since we've had anything Doctor Who related.
It's gonna be a while.
Yeah, I miss watching Doctor Who so much. Like that, I'll watch this show just to get a fix. Just get a little Doctor Who veins.
Diet Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I mean, because there was like, you know, there was the Sarah Jane Adventures, which had Sarah Jane and Matt
and her adventures.
Yeah. And Matt Smith popped up for an episode. I think David Tennant might have popped up for an episode.
There's that K-9 show that was awful.
Oh, God. That one was on Disney, I think.
It was god awful.
Yeah, because he's the original K-9 for like 2 seconds, then explodes, and then he's this weird...
He comes back as like... DreamWorks redesign looking canine.
It was awful. So bad.
And they couldn't actually say Doctor Who or mention the Doctor in any way.
Oh, that's weird.
It's kind of like how they mentioned Superman and Supergirl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, they had to dance around it, but they couldn't actually
say... Well, they dance around it in Torchwood, too.
But they legally could not bring up the Doctor in any way in the K-9 show.
Wow. Yeah. Like, all they got was literally the rights for K-9, and that was it.
Huh. Well, then what was the point?
Exactly.
Yeah. It was garbage.
Yeah.
It was for kids, though.
Yeah, okay.
Although you could argue so is Doctor Who.
Yeah, but even...
It's a family show.
It's a family
show. It's for families, for everyone.
It's way more family-friendly than Torchwood was. Torchwood gets downright dirty sometimes.
This class show, I guess, is supposed to be edgy.
Oh, boy.
They were talking about how edgy and current it was, which kind of turned me off to
it
a little.
I'm going to hate it. Well, yeah. Then again, I don't really watch Doctor Who, so I'm probably going to skip this one, too.
I hope it's not like the CW's Archie
show. But... Oh, I forgot they were doing that.
We don't have enough time to get into that. So maybe for another day. Anyway, yeah, actually, speaking of time, we kind of got to wrap up. So, yeah, you've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
Alien Frequencies are open at facebook.com/nerdoverloadradio.
Yeah, we changed a little bit. It's okay. Same great Facebook.
Same great content, new address.
Yep.
Okay, and you can email us with any questions, concerns, comments at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can tweet at us at @nerd_overload.
Or search Nerd Overload Radio. I couldn't change the @, but the name is Nerd Overload Radio.
Really?
It's too long.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's two letters too long. We would have been Nerd Overload Rad.
That's okay.
Hey.
That's still pretty good. Yeah.
You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV.
That's right. And we are on iTunes and Stitcher. And as of this past Labor Day, all of our episodes are online. We are totally caught up. So if there's a week that you missed a few weeks ago,
or maybe
you've been waiting for us, or yeah, if you have a favorite, that's right. They're all online. You can check them out. So get to it. Anyway, thank you all for tuning in. And until next week,
pizza out.
Live long and prosper.
This show was sponsored in part by Warp Zone Video Games and Beyond.